Go, seek my son a bride. The story of Rebecca is a story full of types and symbols that typify the bride of Christ within the church. The bride, the Lamb's wife, is a company of believers that have become lovers of the Lamb and have chosen Jesus, the Son of God, as the first love of their life. This story shows why Rebecca was chosen by Eliezer, the chief steward of Abraham, to be brought unto Abraham for Isaac as his bride. It is a story that is rich in symbolism, and through these symbols to reveal what prerequisites will define the believer that will make up the company of those who choose and are chosen to have that intimate fellowship and relationship with Christ that brideship represents. Rebecca is not the only maiden in the Bible that is a type of the bride. In fact, there are many references and individuals that reveal various attributes and characteristics that signify the believers that will make up that company. The histories of women that are types of the bride are written in the Bible, all the way from Eve to Sarah to Rebecca to Hannah to Ruth to Mary. Besides those histories, there are numerous references in Scripture to the church and its bridal relationship to God. The principal subjects of this story are Abraham, Isaac, Eliezer, his main steward, Rebecca, Laban, Rebecca's brother, and the camels. Abraham is a type of God the Father, Isaac, the Son of God, Eliezer, the Holy Spirit, Rebecca, the bride, Laban, her brother, and the family typify the church. The camels typify the means of grace used by the Holy Spirit to bring Rebecca to Isaac. Genesis 24, verse 2. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware, that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this thy oath. Only bring not my son thither again.